on Revolution. Bookmark words on standby.
Log online, fan page loaded and ready.
Player stats loaded. Health check, go.
Weapons check. Ice check, complete.
We have launch for the Informant Podcast in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to the Informant Podcast, your new source for information regarding Mafia Wars from Zynga. Pistol Pete from Spockholm.
Live long and prosper.
And tonight I have with me Chainsaw Chester, Jana, Death by Gucci, and Jennifer, the Mafia Wars loot lady.
So what's going on in the world, kids?
Well, I'm down in Florida.
I think nobody else is on. Are we alone? Again?
Yes.
When are you going to San Francisco?
Wow, she's alive.
I'm going the 27th. I'm going to have a meet and greet that night.
I thought that was this weekend. Yeah, me too. And that's why I thought you were in San
Francisco. Was my top secret trip for my brother's bachelor party.
Does your wife know you're there?
Oh, yeah. No, I snuck out of the house and said, hang on, I'm going for a drink. I'll be back in a little while.
He went out the window.
Second.
I got mad stealth skills. My ninja skills were in effect.
So how's the internet over there?
It's a little shaky. I'm kind of nervous about doing the show, but
maybe we can get through it.
We'll manage, but yeah. So yeah, now I'm down in Fort Lauderdale. It's nice down here.
That sounds nice. It's actually cold here. I'm betting it's nice there.
Yep.
It's windy in Vegas.
It was like 60 degrees here today. Started off like in the 50s. So it was perfect.
Were you cold in the In and Out burger line?
No.
Yeah, how was that burger?
It was absolutely perfect weather to stand outside for 30 minutes.
Oh, it's down to 30 minutes now? That's not too bad.
It was at 10:30 in the morning. Oh.
And was it worth the wait? Was it everything you hoped it would be?
Well, I grew up on them, so.
I know, but that doesn't mean they can't screw it up. That's what I'm asking.
Nope. Zynga.
No, the quality is there. It's perfect. Absolutely perfect. So.
Awesome. Yes, I saw your pictures. It looked delicious.
But you spend like 5 hours a day updating your status.
I know. You could have been in line.
Well, no. I mean, there's just different things that I read out there, and they happen to pop up on the news thread. So
your wall is all about In-N-Out, and there's like an occasional secret stash.
Good stuff, man. It's just good stuff.
Yeah, you're promoting them, though. They should be giving you free burgers.
Yeah, let me know how that works out.
Yeah, and we still have to get the Budweiser Ice Player of the Week.
Yeah.
Yeah, why haven't they contacted us?
If you work for Anheuser-Busch, give us a call.
That's right, we need a sponsorship.
We're cheap. Well, sort of.
No, you're cheap.
Oh, I'm cheap, no doubt about it.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
You ask my wife, she'll tell you how cheap I am. I'm a penny pincher.
Ouch. What's up in Spockholm land?
I haven't played. I got on long enough a couple of times to just go in there, do daily takes, and, you know, collect some properties and stuff, but I haven't had a lot of time. I've been out and about.
Partying hard.
And stuff. I don't want to say that.
Well, your bookmarklets are taking a hit, dude.
Taking a hit?
Yeah. No, they need to slow down. Every time you turn around, there's a new Spocklet.
It's nice to have quiet weekends, actually.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, Walt sent in a rant and said that Pistol Pete's people picker isn't working.
My people picker. My Pistol Pete pickle picker.
Pistol Pete.
That's right.
I can't even say that.
Throw the word purple in there, too.
Purple pickle.
Yeah, I will get on fixing that when I get back. It will be a simple fix because all it needs is to be changed to read the new Facebook gift page.
What exactly is the people picker?
The people picker is a Spocklet. That when you, if you run it on your Facebook gift request page, you know, where it lists out all the gifts that you have pending to collect, if you run it there, it opens up and creates another Spocklet that when you go to gift people, you know, where it pops up the window and it puts all the names of the people in and you've got to go find the people you want to gift to?
Right.
Because it reads the names of the people from the previous gift list, then it will mark them, and then you can click submit, and then it'll go ahead and basically identify people you've gotten gifts from before. So you can create these sort of friends type lists. So if there's, you know, 20 people or 30 people that you regularly send gifts to and they usually regularly turn around and send them back to you, then that's what the people picker did. So it saved you the trouble of having to go in and find those people's names in the list. Now, the other thing that could be done is on the actual Spockholm website, Martin created a web version of the People Picker that lets you basically put in Facebook IDs and then will construct the Spocklet that you would run on that gifting list page. So that's also another way to approach it without using the gift request page as your foundation for the people you want to regularly send messages to.
Right.
So, but that's
could you use it to gift back? Like everyone asks, is there a script to gift people
back? No, it's not designed for that. I mean, it's really just a design to that if there's people you regularly want to send to, when you send a gift, you got to pick from the list who you're going to send it to.
Right.
So you'd use the people picker to go ahead and do that selection for you so you don't have to find them.
Right.
And by using the original request list, then you know you've gotten gifts from them before, as opposed to, you know, oftentimes I guess it's not a problem now because you can send as many Facebook gift requests as you want. But back when you can only do 40 a day, you wanted to be pretty selective that the 40 you were going to hit were 40 people that you knew were going to probably send something back.
Right.
So that's what that one's for. It's a really old one, actually. But that's it for me. I don't have a lot going on that I can talk about. I mean, I see that through the notes that some got some small updates on layout and stuff like that, but nothing of significance.
There's one in the hopper that people will probably like.
There's always one in the hopper.
Jen likes to use that term a lot.
I know, ever since Pete used it.
Ever since I said hopper.
Yep.
Well, what's going on with you, Jen? Anything new?
No, actually, surprisingly, we haven't really gotten anything new. They dumped all the changes that we discussed on the last show. And so now we've actually gotten a few days to look things over. And there's a lot of confusion with how this war feature is working. You know, we mentioned it was like the old style war where you could do splash damage, meaning you kill one opponent and injure the other. And many are finding that sometimes they'll have three eliminations listed. And I don't know are you allowed to do three different sets of damage? So if like three players already have an injury and you come in, can you kill all three of them?
I've only killed two at once. I haven't seen anybody have
it's
three.
It's pretty rare.
Yeah, I haven't been playing as much lately, so I don't.
That's the thing, yeah. But there's several people posted images of three kills, and Bill from the Player Advisory Committee, he posted one too. But the pop-up you get at the time will say it's a double kill.
Now I'm going to start paying attention.
Yeah, pay attention to that, because I'm trying to figure it out.
So yeah,
either a bug or you can get up to three slashes. And then another thing that's driving people crazy, and I'm thinking it's kind of like the tournaments where you're like way stronger than the person you attack, but you lose anyways, is a lot of people are losing, but it doesn't really matter because you're still going to do damage. So it'll say you lost the fight, but help so-and-so get one step closer to winning the war. And you can actually get someone's profile from the image. There's a way to do that. It's a little tricky. Maybe Pete can make a bookmarklet out of it or a Spocklet. But you can go to a picture and find the profile, and people are actually attacking these people to show that, hey, I kicked this person's ass, but according to this, I lost. And then from what I understood, that in wars, it was only skills and not equipment strength. But people are finding they're losing to hired guns. And I don't know if a hired gun carries your attack strength as well as your equipment strength. So, you know, if somebody didn't add a player to their top mafia, then it's going to show up as a hired gun in a war. And nobody likes to see they lost. So that's probably the only reason people complain about it, other than it kind of validifies the fact that, you know, I thought I was strong, but I can't beat a level 200 and now I can't even beat a hired gun. So I think more needs to be defined about what this new feature that says skills matter. Does anyone know anything more about that? Because I don't.
Nope.
No, I haven't even been paying attention. I've just noticed that some of the hits don't seem right. So.
Right. Now, what? Next time you lose, kind of check out who you lost to.
Okay.
And you know, and I know my sister, like, always warring with, well, you guys should be too, that, you know, people in other families, so you kind of have an idea if you can beat them in family wars, and then you attack them in these mafia wars, and you lose. But we see that in the tournaments all the time, and we see it in robbing. And I don't know if it has to, like, are they not pulling all your mafia equipment? Are they not using the equipment? Who knows? But it just doesn't seem to add up. And people aren't liking that because, you know, when you do a war, you want to win, even though it doesn't matter if you lost, because you're still going to get credit for helping. You're still going to get the loot reward. And I don't know if anyone has defined this or not, but oftentimes you'll get the message that you can only get five loot rewards. However, you can help as many people as you want, but then you'll find you're still getting the loot reward. Anybody seen that?
Nope.
You guys just don't do these wars, I bet.
I haven't. Well, again, I haven't had time, but I do think I think we had someone come in on the rant line that said something to that effect. There may be more truth to that than we're aware.
How would you ever know?
Yeah, I think that one has been fixed, but now we're seeing something different. Because there was a few players that could get unlimited loot. It never ended at any point. And that has been out since that new loot, war loot came out. And then I've had players that had that with their account tell me that it no longer works and they get limited now. And it seems I get limited too, but I've been counting and I get, you know, well over 10 or 15 a day. And it seems to stop like around 10 or 12. But then I'll come back like 8 hours later and I can get more. And I don't know what everybody else has.
And then I'll start trying to pay attention though.
Yeah, pay attention to that because it's just, I don't think it's even around for everybody, or it might be. I don't know. It's not a bad thing. But I just don't want to get this message telling me I can't help. You know, I won't get any loot anymore when I actually do. And it also gives you that message before you even have done a war for the day. Like, I hadn't done wars for 2 days, and I got that message that I had reached my limit. And I was like, well, I haven't even done one yet. So I think it's just screwy for the moment.
Why would it be screwy?
Well, because usually
it's mafia wars.
Exactly.
It's not properly beta tested. Their beta testing consists of listening to the podcast, and if we talk about it, they'll know it's a problem.
Nice.
Yeah, there's got to be a better way.
The background click monkeys don't get pushed to the limits.
Yeah. And I'd also like to say that I did write a post about war groups, and, you know, Ike and Mike let me be in theirs just so I could see it. And then I got hooked. I was like, oh, I want to be in it now. So they let me be a member. But
is this like a fight club?
It's a secret group. And there's only...
Not a secret anymore because you just talked about it.
No, but she talked about it last show too.
No, but I think what your point is...
Do you ever have a secret that you don't really want to keep?
No, it's like you get 10 or 20 people.
Jen keeps a good secret.
I've kept a few secrets in my day. It's like a well-run group. Like Mike runs it with an iron fist. You can't break the rules. But you just have some people and everyone accepts each other's friend request. And then you don't post your war helps. And everyone tries to attack players with less than 501 mafia. So there's some time. And you get your spockon.me war help link. And then you post it in the room and you say, this is my war helper reward. And then everyone helps you with your war. So then that way your wars always get done. And then everyone in the group gets the opportunity to actually participate in a war.
And get the items you need, because that's what I'm struggling with. I've done now 4 extra wars and I've gotten the same stuff I've had before. I can't get the 2 items remaining to get the next achievement.
That's what I'm stuck. I have 1 item. How come you're not in our group?
Because I wasn't invited. Secret. It was too secret.
Martin and Ike and Mike are in it.
He really is out of the loop.
I'm feeling totally left out of the loop now.
We'll have to recommend that you get there. But you can't post your wars on your own wall unless it looks like you might lose. Mike knows all the rules. I actually posted them, but I didn't leave the name. Oh, yeah, I did. But it's only secret because you want to keep it to a minimum amount of players so that you don't get run into the same problem that you do with the news feeds where you're always too late.
Yep.
Yeah, they do go by pretty fast.
Yeah, like within seconds when I was trying to test out the chat feature, which we talked about the last show. If you post your war help, that war is going to be done before you even click on chat. Although players with small mafias will argue that that's not the case for them. And, you know, I can see a need for that chat feature, and it's not a bad thing. It's just with Zynga using a third-party URL shortener to type in chat when, you know, we're always saying don't click on any links in chat unless you know where they came from.
Yep.
It's just
I haven't even tried the feature yet.
I wouldn't. Yeah, you have to give it permission, and then if you did give it permission and you decide you don't want to do that, you can go into your privacy settings and turn it off or take back your permission.
Never.
You know, I haven't even gotten one yet, but I have my chat running for a couple days, and oh my God, everyone wants to talk to me.
No, like, they don't.
Well, I know not everyone, but like guys
lot.
Don't play Mafia Wars that live in other countries that I never heard of in my life. And then I go check their profile and they don't even play Mafia Wars.
Creepy, huh?
Yeah.
Very creepy.
And then I was on my energy account and my my profile picture is like a cartoon of Tinkerbell. And some guy sent me a message saying that I was hot.
Oh my God.
That's scary, Larry.
That is kind of funny. Maybe he's got like a fairy fetish.
Yeah.
Oh, creepy.
That's dirty.
Yeah. But other than that, you know, we've had nothing really, no new events, unless you count this ridiculous boss fight event that I just think is a cover-up.
I don't like it.
It's a spam event. I mean, we have to go out and search for these items. And then when the mission's going on, they don't drop. And now that I've defeated the boss and completed the mission, everything's dropping like flies.
Yeah, it's
like the bats, the knives, everything I do. I can't get enough of this stuff. And it's useless to me.
Right. Well, I finished Brazil, so I don't have anything but to do to do these little things now. So
you finished everything finally?
Yep, I'm all done.
Atlantic City?
Yep.
Atlantic City Chapter Zero, the hidden chapter?
No, I haven't messed with that. I don't want to know about it. I don't want to have anything to do.
The Mafia War Secret blog discovered that. They were trying to figure out a way to unblock people because a lot of people are locked out of Atlantic City jobs. And customer support can't help them. So they wrote this JavaScript you just copy and paste into your browser. But what happened is it unlocked a hidden chapter.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, it looks kind of cool. You don't get any mastery loot, but you can get 24 skill points.
It's on your blog, how to get to it?
Yeah. Well, I have the link to the Mafia War Secrets blog because they're the ones that discovered it.
Ah.
So if you just type in hidden... Atlantic City chapter or something like that in the search bar, it should come up.
Cool. Yeah. Can you get to it from your cell phone too?
I don't know, just the PC, I bet. Probably not because you need to put some JavaScript. I'm sure like Pete or Chester know how to do JavaScript on their phone.
Yep.
But that sounds complicated to me.
Yeah, I don't need to know that.
I don't know. I like to keep it simple.
Yeah, me too. Anything else going on?
No, not really.
Oh, well, I guess we'll take a break and we'll be right back.
Welcome to a new way to communicate. A new source of news, information, and computer software. Introducing American Online.
Hey, with American Online, I can just point and click.
Oh, wait. With American Online, you can send and receive email, even across the internet.
Hey, I've got email. Okay, I open the mailbox. No, that's not it. No. Damn.
American Online puts you in touch with information resources all across the country.
How do you get this thing open? Open! Application in use? What application? I can't even start any applications!
Call now for your free trial. You'll get free software and 10 hours of free online time your first month, which you can spend trying to figure out how to open your even online. It's knowledge. It's power.
It sucks!
We're back on the Informant Podcast. It's time for the family life. Hey, Chester, what's going on?
Hola. Well, just reading some rants. Anne was having a lot of rants. Had a single rant, but a lot of issues in there. She loathes, despises, and detests things. A lot of things. The special events that are out there, that there are a lot of glitches in the game. So when they start rolling features out, it's a rolling wave. So not everybody's on the same playing field, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So she was talking about, like, wars. Some account had unlimited war assists, and the other one just had 5. Some servers are fast, others just error out like there's no tomorrow.
Right.
And basically, the information that Zynga puts out sometimes it's just wrong, you know, or it just doesn't come out.
True.
So, I mean, she's having issues with that stuff. And she also said that she believes that she calls them the Zingatroids, and they seem to be providing a lot more loot and things like that to the lower level people. So things that come from like robbing or fighting.
Lower levels, she thinks they're getting more?
Yep. So it's just really irritating her, and she's been playing for 2.5 years. So that's why she's having a tough time with this, going, why? What's going on? They haven't done any events whatsoever.
No.
Because they've just been, no, I mean, it's a waste of time.
Are you still going to stick around a little while, though? You're not going to up and split, are you?
I'm going to be around for a bit, but not much. Because it's just, I don't have a lot of fun doing this anymore, you know?
If they change things, would you stick with it?
Well, it would depend on what they change and how they change it, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, because right now it's not fun at all for me. I don't enjoy having to go through these things and basically figure out what the hell they've changed day in and day out. It just frustrates the heck out of me because I don't have time to finish basically any of the locations. And yet they have all these little mini things. And if they continue to do this, the big people are going to get bigger. And people like me, we're not going to have a chance. We're not going to have the ability to literally go in and do things.
And then it's going to make you feel like just giving up, right?
No, not giving up. I mean, I've got other things in real life that are affecting me, so.
Uh-huh.
Starting a new job, not wanting to like spend time doing anything else but that and focusing on family. Mm-hmm. Trying to get life back in a semi-normal.
I think a lot of players, when it starts to get nice out too in this time of year, tend to drop off a little bit from the game.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be gorgeous. It's gorgeous weather all weekend here. Why do you want to just sit there in front of a computer the whole time? I mean, that's never made sense to me. There's a lot of people that still like to do that. I'm just not one of them.
Right.
So I know there's a ton of people usually that bail out or just barely do anything during this time period.
Well, you know you're a Mafia Wars addict if more than one person has told you to go outside.
Exactly.
True.
I'm sure you're told that daily.
Anybody have any shout-outs?
I'm going to give a shout-out to Brian Lee. What's up?
Brian Lee?
He's a Meg. You should know him. I know Brian Lee. I know you do. You got a shout-out, Chester?
Do I?
Yeah, you.
I got to figure that out. Do I have a shout-out? What else is going on in the world here? No? I don't think I have a shout-out.
Okay. You don't have to. It's not, like, required.
No. No, I don't have one.
Well, fine, then. Jen?
What about you, Jen?
Yes, I do. I had some issues with Blogger a few days ago, and I want to give a shout out to Pete from Spotcomb and Kevin McLaren from Player Scripts. Both of them like offered to host for my blog on their sites, and I thought that was really sweet.
That is cool.
Hmm.
Yeah, so at least I know if something ever major happens. Like, I do have my own hosting, but it's just nice to know that people in the community like my blog enough to want to offer their sites to me to utilize.
Rumor has it that Pete's even reading your blog.
Once in a while, he'll read it.
I have seen some.
She doesn't like it when
later.
I read it because I critique.
And I noticed.
I find
no,
typos
I like
and...
it. I like it when people find mistakes. God knows there's plenty of them on there.
Well, you want to call this one a wrap?
Well, let's ask Pete if he wants
Pete
to give
needs
a shout out.
Shout out.
Oh, why am I never offered a shout out?
You're just every week. Poor Pete.
My shout out tonight's going to be to my brother, and he's getting married here in July, and we're out on his bachelor party. And so I think we've hit everything on the checklist for a traditional bachelor party, including some of the things you wouldn't expect to see on a bachelor party. And then give a shout out to the Spocktonians.
Spock on.
Spock on, everyone.
Well, that's a wrap.
Hey, Jen, where do you think they can find us?
They can find us on the web at informantpodcast.com. You can also find our fan page on facebook.com/informantpodcast.
Or you can leave us an email at tip@informantpodcast.com.
Hey, I think you can also find us on Twitter at informantpod.
And you can always leave us a rant on our rant hotline, which is 707-847-6852, 707-TIP-6852.
You have been listening to the Informant Podcast, the place where family is first.